This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. 18th Republic Day being observed across the country today. Head of state and government expressed best wishes to all on the occasion. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel to present government's annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 in a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today. International Everest Day being observed today, honoring the first ascent of the world's highest peak. And World Food Programme says Gaza warehouse broken into by hordes of hungry people. Now the news in detail. The 18th Republic Day is being celebrated nationwide today with various programs and events. This significant day marks the proclamation of the Federal Democratic Republican Governance System in Nepal, officially abolishing the autocratic monarchy on May 28, 2008. Every year, on the 15th of the Nepali month of Jyeshta, May 29 this year, the Republic Day is commemorated throughout the country. It serves as a tribute to the historical people's movement of 2006 AD that led to the establishment of the Republican system. As the nation celebrates the 18th Republic Day, it reflects on the journey towards democracy and the empowerment of the people of Nepal. A special program will be organized in the Army Pavilion on the occasion of Republic Day today. Radio Nepal will live broadcast the event. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel, Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have expressed their best wishes to all Nepalis living at home and abroad on the occasion of the 18th Republic Day, stating that the day is an opportunity to reflect on democratic values and must be observed as a day to reinforce civil rights, equality and the rule of law while honoring the struggles and contributions of citizens. Likewise, President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deoba in his message said that a progressive, civil and prosperous Nepal could be built only through the protection of the constitution and the institutional development of a federal democratic republican system. The government is set to present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 to the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. today. As per the constitutional provisions, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has completed the necessary preparations to present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year to a joint meeting of the Parliament on the 29th of May. Although the Parliament was scheduled to present an economic survey including details of the government's expenditure and income for the 8 months of the current fiscal year in yesterday's meeting, the survey could not be presented as the opposition lawmakers protested demanding resignation of the Home Minister and formation of high-level prop committee citing irregularities on visa. Also, the resignation of Home Minister Lekhak was demanded in a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has stated that he is prepared to cooperate with the investigation into the visit visa scam. At a press conference held yesterday, Minister Lekhak mentioned that he is ready to assist in the investigation process as the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has initiated an inquiry into the matter. The International Everest Day is being observed today to commemorate the historic first successful ascent of Mount Everest by Sir Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa of Nepal in 1953. Mount Everest, known as Sagarmatha in Nepali, is the highest mountain in the world. Hillary and Norgay's triumphant climb marked a monumental chapter in the history of human exploration and mountaineering, inspiring generations of adventurers around the globe. Since 2008, Nepal has formally observed May 29 as International Everest Day, not only to honor the legacy of the first summiters, but also to promote tourism, mountaineering and environmental conservation in the Himalayan region. According to the information shared by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey, coordination and collaboration have been done with all the concerned bodies to celebrate the day in a grand manner. A procession is being held in the morning and the Everest Summiters Summit program will be organized in the afternoon today. The program is to be attended by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The Ministry of Tourism has been celebrating Everest Day every year in collaboration with the Nepal Tourism Board, Department of Tourism, Nepal Mountaineering Association, including private sector tourism entrepreneurs and stakeholders. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that his continuous efforts for development and change have given rise to optimism that something is happening and is happening in Nepal. While laying the foundation stone of the Trauma and Emergency Center building of Thulikhel Hospital in Thulikhel Municipality 6, Kaveri yesterday, he said that the development and change seen even in places where there was nothing has instilled confidence in the local people. At the program, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel emphasized that community hospitals should collaborate with the government to achieve excellence. At the program, Nepal Chief of Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA Masuzaki Mizuki said that Japan-Nepal friendship has been established since 1970 and that it has been working in the education and health sectors in Nepal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka and U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson held a meeting at the ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, they discussed various aspects of energy cooperation between the two countries and the implementation of the Millennium Challenge Cooperation MCC project. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters paid a courtesy visit to President Ramchandra Paudel at Sheetal Niwas yesterday. The meeting focused on enhancing cooperation in trade, education and climate action between the two countries. Also, New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister Peters paid a courtesy call to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwaltar, yesterday, discussions were held on enhancing bilateral interest, mutual relations and cooperation. They shared the view that there is ample potential for cooperation in the fields of agriculture, tourism, education, trade and investment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United Nations World Food Programme WFP says that hordes of hungry people have broken into a food supply warehouse in central Gaza. The BBC quoted the WFP as saying two people are reported to have died and several others injured in the incident, adding that it was still confirming details. Video footage from the AFP news agency showed crowds breaking into the Al-Ghafari warehouse in Dire al-Bala and taking bags of flour and cartons of food as gunshots rang out. In a statement, the WFP said humanitarian needs in Gaza had spiraled out of control after an almost three-month Israeli blockade that was eased last week. Israeli authorities on Wednesday said that 121 trucks belonging to the UN and the international community carrying humanitarian aid, including flour and food, were transferred into Gaza. The UN has argued that a surge of aid like the one during the recent ceasefire between Israeli and Hamas would reduce the threat of looting by hungry people and allow it to make full use of its well-established network of distribution across the Gaza Strip. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, along with hilly region of the country and at one or two places of rest of the parts of country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 18th Republic Day being observed across the country today. Head of state and government expressed best wishes to all on the occasion. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel to present government's annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 in a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today. International Everest Day being observed today, honoring the first ascent of the world's highest peak. And World Food Programme says Gaza warehouse broken into by hordes of hungry people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.